This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the concepts that we as believers must believe in, firmly accept, and always practice to the best of our ability is al-qadr, the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined events to happen way before they happen, and they are written way before we were born, and that when they happen in front of our very eyes, even though we feel a little bit sad to experience them, we have to relate that to al-qadr. We have to relate that to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. We always recite this ayah subhanallah al-azim whenever we experience some trials and tribulations. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him is the return. So whatever happened, whatever we experience, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to Him, and inshallah things will be better. So it's very, very hopeful ayah that we remind ourselves that despite the difficulties that we will experience for a little while, to Allah is the return, where we will experience something far greater. And the ayah that always comes to mind whenever we talk about al-qadr is
وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
You may hate something which is better for you. You don't know. And you may love something, you wanted to attain something or to grab something, but it is actually evil, it is actually bad for you. Why is that so? Because Allah knows, and you don't know. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You've been giving of knowledge very, very little. And because of that fact, because we are ignorant in comparison to Allah's vast knowledge, we should immediately surrender to whatever may happen in our life, even though it may seem to you as bad. And if you actually surrender to the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we feel sad, we cry and so on, but if you surrender, if you accepted it, if you became content with whatever strikes you in this life, in this dunya, because you're related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His plan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely comfort your heart at the end. At the end means at the end of the experience, or at the end of the journey of this dunya, at the end of this life. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ.
And whatever trials, whatever tribulations that take place that you have seen and experienced, it is only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning whosoever believes that these trials occurred as a result of Allah's permission, Allah will guide the heart of that individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will comfort the heart of that individual. Subhanallah azim, reflect over this. So the word being used here is musiba, and musiba means something difficult to bear, something shocking to see or to experience. Whoever believes that this is Allah's plan for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will comfort the heart of that person. Alqama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, commenting on this ayah, he said that this ayah has been revealed in reference to a person who was struck with calamity, and he realizes it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he surrenders to it, and as a result he became pleased with it. Subhanallah azim. So the requirement is to surrender to Allah's destiny. The result is complete contentment. Subhanallah. So even the trials for you will be okay. How and why is that so? Because
وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Because Allah knows and you do not know. Umm Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she didn't know that putting Musa alayhi salam in the river is a good thing. She didn't know. She was grieving while leaving Musa alayhi salam in a little basket in the river or in the Nile. She didn't know that falling in the hands of Fir'aun, her son falling in the hands of Fir'aun, was actually a great thing. In fact, one of the greatest things that will occur in history later on. She didn't know that. She didn't know that her son Musa alayhi salam would be raised to such a status, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She didn't know that she will be reunited with her son later on in life, subhanallah al-azim. Although Allah promised her that we will return him back to you. Just follow the command. All what she did is following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. How is that happened? Why is that happened? Because
وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah knows and you don't know nothing. When Yusuf alayhi salam was separated from his beloved father Yaqub alayhi salam, his father lost his vision as a result of crying day and night as a result of this separation. SubhanAllah, he loved his son so much, but he didn't know that in such separation lies great goodness. He didn't know that his son will save an entire nation from famine, from poverty. He didn't know that his son will save this nation from hellfire by inviting them to Islam. SubhanAllah al-Azim. He didn't know that his son will occupy such a spot in history to an extent that his story, this narrative as revealed in the Quran, will serve humanity with timeless lessons, subhanAllah al-Azim, until today. Every time we read chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf alayhi salam, we gain a lot of benefits. Yaqub alayhi salam didn't know all of that. Yet, subhanAllah al-Azim, you may hate something which is great for you. Why is that so? Because
وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Because Allah knows and you don't know. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, learn to surrender and then expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.